Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Monday, June the 22nd, 2015. Sisters and brothers, that was Funkadelic. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. And this ties in right with what we are teaching concerning our potential. Some of the lyrics: travel like a king. Listen to the inner voice. A higher wisdom is at work for you. Conquering the stumbling blocks come easier when the conqueror is in tune with the infinite. Every ending is a new beginning. Life is an endless unfoldment. Change your mind and you change your relation to time. You can find the answer. The solution lies within the problem. The answer is in every question. Dig it? An attitude is all you need to rise and walk away. Inspire yourself. Your life is yours. It fits you like your skin. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The giant sequoia tree sleeps in its tiny seed. The bird waits in the egg. God waits for his unfoldment in man. Fly on, children, play on. That group of lyrics, good thoughts, bad thoughts, making us to know that the power is in the mind. For actions begin in the mind. That is why the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families desire to continue to control the mind of the masses of the people. For in control of the mind of the masses, you control the body and actions and thoughts and actions of the masses. So we want to take back control of our minds and see that the science of the universe is the science of ourselves, as we are many and macro universes. We are made from dark water matter from the Almighty Father, dark spirit energy from the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. This dark water matter, dark spirit energy, is the original reality of the whole of the universe and creation, descriptive of the unseen power in the dark expanse of the universe that outnumbers the physical, visible, flesh, mass, matter, material universe 10 to 1. And because so much energy is needed to move mass, matter, material, in the unseen reality, energy out, dark energy outnumbers dark matter 3 to 1. That dark reality gave birth to the physical, visible sun disk 13.7 to 4.5 billion years ago. They call it Big Bang. All before Big Bang, they called that string theory. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, merging of string theory and Big Bang. The sun goes into the dark energy and dark matter and pulls on those two realities in the darkness and manufactures the physical, visible, time-space continuum, mass, matter, material, flesh, universe. The dark water, dark matter, the sun pulled on that, and we have the mass, matter, material, physical, visible universe and our flesh. The dark spirit energy, the sun disk, pulled on that reality. And we have our spirit residing and housed inside of the physical structure, the material flesh structure. And spirit energy accompanies the whole of every part and parcel and facet of the physical, visible, flesh, mass, matter, material universe. And so you go from phase one, which is the circle and the dot in the middle, potential for life, potential for universe, potential for that which we are referring to as the finished alpha universe, alpha product. Potential. And so we go back to this song, Good Thoughts, Bad Thoughts by Funkadelic, and where it says that the tree sleeps in the seed, the sequoia tree, the giant sequoia tree sleeps in the tiny seed. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the egg. And God, and I would say goddess, waits for his and her unfoldment in man and woman. We have the potential to be absolutely gods and goddesses here and now on this earth. And the wicked know we have the same potential. So they set up this system of death and destruction and set up the politicians and set up the CEOs of companies and institutions. They set up the banks, the banking institutions, educational, financial, governmental, and religious. Set up the whole of the system. Vet those that would be their leaders so that their leaders may disconnect us from our God, Goddess potential, where we are here to teach the teaching of the science of the universe so that we may know our true potential. We left off with the Arnold Sommerfeld rendering and production of the Alpha Equation. And we compared that to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, to show the origins of such thought lie with the African Hebrews and African Kemites in Kemet, Egypt, and African Ethiopian, Nubian, etc. This scientific understanding of the universe, first understood and then first taught by the Africans to the human family, teaching us of our potential. We said that Einstein's equation is the mathematical equation of the physical, visible universe. Arnold Sommerfeld inverted that equation, and gave us the mathematical equation of the hidden, unseen universe, the origins of the physical, visible universe. This inversion of Einstein's equation, given to us by Arnold Sommerfeld, gives us the mathematical equation of this great expansive darkness that is the universe, that gave birth to all that we see, gave birth to the sun, gave birth to the physical visible universe. The real power in the universe is the dark water, original dark matter. St. John 3:16, Yahushua says, you must be born again. We must be born again of the water. This is the water Yahushua is speaking of. Yahushua is a metaphysical scientist, the greatest to ever live, and the dark spirit, dark energy. Yahushua 3:16, chapter 3 of St. John in verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, you find where it says you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We also say kingdom of God that's in heaven. We must be born of the water, dark water, dark matter. We must be born of the spirit, dark energy. These two words describe the hidden and unseen power and reality in the dark expanse of the original unseen universe. Arnold Sommerfeld gives us the mathematical equation to that original hidden unseen power in the dark expanse of the universe. Alpha, which is the finished product of the universe, and the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material, flesh universe is you, me. We are the members of the body of Christ. We are the members and constituent, discrete parts of the body of Christ. The whole of the physical universe is the Christ. Because the whole of the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe is the express image and likeness of the unseen Father, dark water, dark matter, and the unseen Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy. And we are members of that body. Now, Alpha, the finished universe, physical, visible, flesh, mass, matter, material, equals E squared. E is energy. Divided by 2 times E over 0. And this E, now the first E, which is E squared energy, is a lowercase e. Divided by 2 times E. Now this E looks like a reverse 3. But it stands for empty. Empty. E over 0. Because the 0 represents phase 1 of the universe. The 0 with the dot in the middle. The dot, the seed of life, germ of life, having the potential to be rendered into the physical, visible, mass, matter, material universe. But at this point, potential, not reality, potential, because the 0 is empty. The reverse 3, which is an estranged looking E over 0, represents the 0, the womb of the universe, dark water, dark matter, dark spirit, dark energy. That's Mother, Holy Spirit. The womb of the universe is empty because we're talking about potential. That times the letter H. The letter H here symbolizes mass, matter, material, universe, but in potential. That times C, which is the speed of light, 186,284 miles per second, but we're speaking of light in potential. And that C is Christ. Christ is the light, the sun disk, the firstborn of creation, but we're speaking of the whole of that reality as potential. You and I are that body of Christ, as that dot symbolized by that dot in the middle, which in phase one is potential, showing us that we have great potential. We are looking at the potential for energy, Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy, the potential for energy to buttress and infuse the mass, matter, material, seed of life, germ of life, symbolized as the dot. That whole magnificent, powerful reality of energy all over the universe, energy coming in as the polarity of masculine and feminine, and the mass, matter, material having the ability to conduct the energy, conduct electricity, and energy coming together as the polarity of masculine and feminine, creating new life and new energy. You would say, as a human being, the father and the mother producing a child. So the electron, which is the feminine, and the proton, which is the masculine, these two energy polarities birthed by the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, dark energy, and the Almighty Father, dark water, dark matter, coming into the universe through the process of the sun, which is the first atom of life, Within the sun is the masculine feminine polarity, electron, the feminine, electricity, electron, the feminine, proton, the masculine, producing the neutron, and the neutron represents the word of the Almighty made flesh through this process of the first atom of life, the sun disk, pulling on that dark reality, matter and energy, and rendering the mass matter material flesh universe so that the word could be made the flesh of this physical, visible mass matter material universe, and in the process lifting the dross and the gross matter through the power of fire and light, purification, purging, transformation, cleansing, giving us the blueprint of the method that we must use to implement that science within our construct, because all of that science is at work within our construct, so that we may face our faults and our defects and our sins and our shortcomings and our enmities and animosities and hatreds and biases and prejudices, so that we may, with the fire within, with the good thoughts within, with the fire within, burn and pull on the water, dark matter, and pull on the energy, dark spirit, dark energy. Lift the dross and the gross matter, the corruption, from out of our hearts and minds, so that we may be clean and purged and purified and transformed, so that we may be the gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, rulers in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. This wonderful mathematical equation teaching us of our potential. Now, we have seen this reality from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, from the good side, used for righteousness by the Almighty. Now, let's go back and with Mr. Dylan Roof in our minds, representing a poor working class Caucasian and poor working class people who have great potential. But if the wicked get a hold of our minds, then they fill in that potential with wickedness and cause us to perform wickedness on each other and amongst each other. So the earth, which is where we get our flesh from in a literal sense. The earth is without form and void, darkness upon the face of the deep. The earth represents mass, matter, material, flesh, physical, visible, universe, the flesh of the universe, but without form and void. The word without form is this word again in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H 8414, Tohu, Tohu.
Now, we went over this from the good side. Let's go over this and see how the wicked can manipulate these truths of potential in the universe and potential within ourselves, how the wicked manipulate that powerful reality to cause us to hate and kill and destroy one another. Confusion is a part of this word. The wicked grabbed a hold of Mr. Roof and confused his mind. Unreality. Confused his mind and filled it with that which was unreality, that which was not real. Caused Mr. Roof to think that black people are the problem and the issue. Causing Mr. Roof to be confused as to how the system really is constructed and operates. Not informing Mr. Roof that this system is controlled by 12 to 13 families headed by the House of Rothschild, who are the head of the international banking institutions, international trade and commerce, the heads of Wall Street, the creators of all warfare, bloodshed, conflicts, animosities, and enmities among people, among nations, that the House of Rothschild arm, weaponize all sides of conflicts, raise up enemies in the world, pitting one against the other, causing two nations to be enemies, knowing that when and if the nation decides to go to war, no nation can prosecute a war with the monies that are in the system, but the nations must borrow the monies from the House of Rothschild. The House of Rothschild control the major central banks of the nations of the earth. The House of Rothschild own and control the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States of North America, own and control the United States Treasury, own and control the presidency, no matter whether Republican or Democrat. The House of Rothschild own and control the Senate, the House of Representatives, all of your multinational corporations, CEOs, educational, financial, religious, and governmental institutions, all owned lock, stock, and barrel by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, causing the stock market to go up and down at whim, causing the housing market to go up and down at whim, causing there to be men and women and families pushed out of homes because of the derivative markets, derivative monies, fictitious monies, exorbitant interest rates, balloon payments, interest rates, etc., fraud committed on the masses of the people concerning the housing market, all of that controlled by the House of Rothschild. The drug industry controlled by the House of Rothschild. This family and 12 to 13 other families are they whom have created the condition of poverty and impoverishment and have caused government officials to create and implement policies that are absolutely destructive to the so-called middle class. So, education harder to reach, too expensive. Healthcare, harder to obtain, too expensive. Home and good jobs, can't hardly find those. Jobs taken out of the country overseas to take advantage of low wage, slave wage labor. Now the jobs coming back because the American worker has been so destroyed that now it is not as profitable as it was to keep the job overseas and manufacture overseas and bring the manufactured goods back to the United States of America so that we can purchase those manufactured goods that should have been made within the borders of the United States of North America but were taken out to take advantage of the slave wage, low wage labor market. Now, all wages inside of America, inside of Europe, all the wages have been driven so low till it's not as profitable to keep the jobs overseas in Africa, Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific, and the Caribbean. Why? And we know why. Mr. Roof was not given this information. Mr. Roof was confused and is confused and is dealing with that which is not real. See, the empty space of the mind must be filled with truth and justice and righteousness and how the system truly operates so that we may make the best decisions and understand that we as poor working class masses of people are not to destroy one another, but we are to unite and overthrow the system and implement the science of the universe to clean up the corruption that has been given to us so that we may be the facilitators of the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.